that fucking intro, bro. Yeah.
Gotta love that intro. Hi, everybody. We are the AmeriMe Junkies. Coming straight at you. Want to start off intros. This charming man to my left.
You talking to you, boy?
Since when the fuck have I been charming? Okay, but it's your boy.
Can't compliment Demon. Nobody.
You can be when you want to. Most of the time, you choose to be a little bastard.
I mean, that's rude, but all right.
Now I'm a bastard coated bastard with bastard filling.
See, there you go.
Wow.
And a son of a bastard. All around us.
I mean,
aren't we all?
It's Demon Engine, everybody. Yeah. Then down here, we have the biggest boss.
The kingpin of the podcast game. That's my name, man.
Comic boss.
Comic boss.
You gotta say that all together, though.
The comic boss, aka kingpin of the podcast game. You gotta say all one name.
The feds is watching, so you want to be careful.
Right. What money?
Right.
And of course, we always have the charming queen.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Queen Nick here. Hashtag Queen Nick. Follow me on Instagram at queennick.art. But yeah, what's
good? I was about to say something smart.
And of course, I'm Salty Live 215.
Don't do it. I heard you doing it, I promise you.
Definitely do it. Definitely do it, Lamont. You should definitely do it.
Why would you do that?
Definitely hit her up on Instagram because it's the only time you're going to see it because you ain't going to see it.
You know what?
Choosing violence. Anyway.
I will. Excuse you. Last week, I was going to be on camera, but a certain somebody didn't call me.
Not going.
What do you look like now, Nico?
Not going to go there right now.
Last week.
We back in a bonnet.
This week, though.
Fuck you. Okay.
We're talking about this week and this week. Last week, we did do a report card on DC and its movie and television. And of course, now we have to go right over to Marvel, which is current juggernaut. But the juggernaut looking a little shaky these days. So today, we're going to be talking about the MCU and its TV programs as well. And giving our report card on that. So, Marvel. Started what this Marvel Entertainment? Where do we start at?
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Are we jumping straight into the main topic already?
Yes.
Yeah. We're saving the geek report. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay.
Geek report is his own thing now. So yeah, let's start 10 years ago at the conception or at the buyout of.
That was not 10 years ago, my guy. 10 years was 2012. No.
Yeah, this was 2000. The MCU started in 2008.
Oh, what was that? Iron Man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Iron Man started out the MCU. RDJ.
And for those faithful motherfuckers who sat through them credits, we got to see Samuel Jackson as Nick Fury.
Samuel Jackson and what's her name? Black Widow.
Well, no, you didn't see Black Widow until Iron Man 2.
Okay.
Don't worry, I got you, homie.
Meanwhile, we're having a nostalgia flashback about the beginning of the Marvel series. This man can't even dealing with the Alzheimer's. Can't even remember when they
started. He's like, I remember when they fought Ultron last year. No.
Screw y'all.
But I mean.
We have a Marvel hater here who swears up and down Lou Ferrigno was the actual technical start of the MCU with that old ass Incredible Hulk from like the 70s, I think.
Don't get me wrong, the Incredible Hulk starring Lou Ferrigno was great. But
whoever's that, tell them to go sit their old ass down. stay out of Grovel's business.
You were told a young fool. You were told to sit your old ass down.
In the words of Emmanuel Hudson, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
So can we go even further with the fucking vampire?
Oh, Blade. And then
technically,
yeah, Blade.
Blade technically, like, but technically. He.
I mean, Blade saved the MCU because they was going down in flames, sort of how DC is now.
Well, God, I want to agree with you, but I'm gonna have to say no because there was no MCU back then.
I mean, well, yeah, there was no MCU, but
Blade
Marvel was movies in general.
The IP of Blade was sold to New Line Cinema.
Robert Downey Jr. was the start of the MCU.
Now, back in the 90s and early 2000s, the idea of comic book movies were considered toxic and hands-off.
I mean, no, because we had Spider-Man.
And look at us now.
We had a Batman films.
Superman and Batman, but those were the big three.
But mind you, in the 90s, Jerry Bruckheimer destroyed Batman with Batman and Robin.
Right.
And literally, we have to wait till what? 2000
Wasn't that the one with
2005?
That's the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that was weird.
That was bad. Yes, it was weird.
He's not an actor. You know what I mean? He's an action star. There's a big difference between being an actor and an action star. Action star, you just got to do a bunch of shit.
I don't know. I can't really say that now because I've actually seen him in acting roles, and he's quite compelling.
It's just he's not. It's the fact that he's not Mr. Freeze. Like, that's not the person you expect.
That all happened because McDonald's told Warner Brothers that they didn't want it. They didn't like Tim Burton's violent Batman films. That's what happened. They couldn't push Happy Meals.
That's what happens when commercialism.
Yep.
That's what happens when commercialism gets a hold of Hollywood.
But New Line Cinema had Blade. Fox had purchased the X-Men, and things were starting to look up and up. But then you had a slump with Spider-Man 3. Made money, but it was but the reviews absolutely slammed it.
Spider-Man 3 was not the greatest, although I will say the first two were pretty decent.
Yeah, first two were pretty cool for their time. X-Men had a great two movies. Third movie, it made money, but same time, critically slammed.
Yeah. I mean, X-Men 3 was like, they gave us the do-over with the Dark Phoenix.
I'm sorry. All
the X-Men they gave us the do-over with X-Men 3 with the Dark Phoenix.
And that wasn't a good thing.
But here's the thing. If they would have just titled it X-Men 3 the do-over, I'd have been fine with it. You know, because that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, because they literally let the same guy who wrote X-Men 3 The Last Stand write and direct this one. And I'm just like,
are you serious? Oh, so yeah. Oh god, he just copied and pasted.
X-Men movies have always been hit or miss.
I'm gonna disagree.
Yeah, because Age of Apocalypse was not that great.
Yeah.
The first
Days of Futures Past confused the fuck out of me. Then I was just like, wait, did you guys just fuck everything you built up to this point?
I think the problem was what they did after Days of Future Past. Because Days of Future Past, it was a slightly convoluted, but they tried to mesh it all together. And it worked to a lesser extent. But then when they went to Age of Apocalypse and they started moving each sequel 10 years forward, it was like, So it's the 80s now, and Charles Xavier and Michael Fassbender are 60.
Right.
You either die a good series, friend, or you live long enough to see yourself become an overrated franchise.
Thanks. And X-Men was that.
You either die a good series or you live long enough to see yourself become
an X-Men. I will tell you what they did really
well. Or the Star Wars
movies. Deadpool.
That's because that is all due to Ryan Reynolds. That's why. That's why.
Deadpool was like fan made, but with like real money.
It wasn't fan made. It was Ryan Reynolds made. He paid for it. He paid for that.
Yeah, because I'm saying because he's a fan.
He's a fan. Yeah.
And the creator of Deadpool is a fan of Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, so it was fan made, but with real money.
Essentially, yeah.
And
he does everything he possibly can to say fuck you to Wolverine in every film. it's actually quite hilarious.
But like, Ryan Reynolds took the Deadpool costume home.
I would too.
He dared somebody to stop him.
But I bet you that, well, he paid
he for wanted to, it. But he I wanted to make up for that, that portrayal.
I mean, wouldn't you though?
Oh yeah, that Green Lantern movie.
The Green Lantern movie. When he was supposed to be
Green Lantern movie.
Wasn't he supposed? Wow.
I mean, he shot himself in the head.
Oh, are you talking about that other Deadpool movie when they saw his mouth shut?
Oh, you're talking about X-Men Origins Wolverine.
X-Men Origins Wolverine. When he had his mouth sewn shut. Yeah, that's what didn't make sense. It was just like, wait, is that supposed to be Deadpool? But they called him something else, X-23, right?
No, he wasn't even X-23.
No, but that's what he called him in the movie.
Did they call him X-23? That makes sense.
If I'm not mistaken, that's what they called him.
I don't remember what his name was. I know they didn't call him Deadpool. He had a different name.
He had a different name. Hold on.
It was still all bad.
I'm going to look it up.
I think they just went with his actual name.
I just remember Wolverine calling him Wade. And it was
Yeah, they went with his actual name. They just called him Wade Wilson.
And they toned down Sabretooth.
No, they definitely didn't call him Wade Wilson.
And I remember they toned down Sabretooth's look and compared him to what he looked like in the first X-Men, which I think that worked better, because what Sabretooth wore, that big outfit we always see Sabretooth in the comics and the cartoon back then, was actually a suit. He wasn't walking around butt-ass naked.
I know they didn't show his genitals because it was a children's cartoon.
No,
but I definitely thought he walk around butt-ass naked.
Yeah, it was actually a leotard.
Wait, who was walking around with a leotard?
Sabretooth.
In the
cartoon.
In the cartoon, in the comics, like, he's always looks like he's butt-ass naked.
I guess he was named Wade.
Yeah, that's Deadpool's name. Is Wade.
Well, obviously. But what I'm saying is
he had no code name.
His alias the Mutant Killer and Weapon 11.
But this didn't make sense though in X-Men Origins, because it's like this motherfucker straight up talk in the Deadpool movie. So how did that work?
What?
Then on top of that, he also didn't look like he was like burned at all. Like, didn't look like there was a bunch of scars. I mean, yeah, his head was shaved, but that was
it was hard.
He was wearing a bald cap, and it just looked really, really bad because it made his head look even bigger. He looked like Mega Man.
X-Men Origins had a lot of good visuals, and then a lot of horrible visuals.
So Marvel definitely has not been knocking out the park as much as they have been recently. So let's not forget.
They didn't have Sword calling Mickey Big Daddy back then. That's what it was. It all changed. It all changed when they Mickey had his hand in that back pocket, gripping them. Want to make you a star?
Oh, good lord.
Yeah, right, so let's not forget the Fantastic Four series. All those movies was bad. No matter what they tried.
Didn't they say they were bad?
Horrible.
I enjoyed that movie.
Which
I
one?
I enjoyed those movies.
You have to accept
all of them.
They're a necessary evil. That's what they are.
The Fantastic Four movies, you know why?
I will say that Chris Evans is a better Captain America.
It gave us America's ass.
Yes, he
is. Killmonger. That's what those gave us. They both followed the game plan.
Yo, that X-Men.
They
reboot,
got
that Fantastic Four reboot was so horrible.
They both started that, and it was just like, you
I
know
like
what?
Him as Johnny Storm.
Time for me to get big and get a better movie.
But
that's exactly how it
is. Queen, what I'm saying is, I don't have the casting. I didn't have too much of a problem with, but the overall story was horrible.
I'm not gonna fight you there. But because it had my favorite people in it, I'm not mad at it.
But at the same time, it's kind of understandable because that's like how it's understandable that it was horrible because they don't get the best treatment in the comics anyway. Like, it's hard to write.
Are they the redheaded stepchildren?
It's hard to write Fantastic Four. They have powerful characters because Franklin is powerful as fuck. But, like, they're rarely ever there unless shit has to be, like, retconned because they don't know how to use them any other way.
One of the biggest problems Fantastic Four had, especially film-wise, is when you saw other films were evolving past that weird, campy golden age.
Yeah.
Because it was like...
Define that, the word campy golden age for those who
the golden age of the comic book movie. Everything came off very, very pristine, like Sam Raimi Spider-Man, very golden age for a comic book movie. Matter of fact,
which Spider-Man was that?
The effects were okay for the time,
but
sometimes the action
Spider-Man
sequence...
was that 2002? Was that,
yeah.
Because you're saying Sam Raimi, and I'm like, who the fuck is that? I'm pretty sure that's
Which Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire.
Okay, thank you. See?
Yes.
That's all you had to say. Because who the fuck is paying attention to the directors? Not me. And most people do not.
Well, the problem is Sam Raimi has such a strong cult following. I'm going to
You got to talk for the people.
Well, here's
the not like
We're talking about movie buffs. Movie buffs. No, the
you
director.
Got some people not like you. Yeah, right. You're
like most
you're
people
cinephile.
Who watch movies do not give a fuck about who directed it unless it's a director that they recognize, like Michael Bay, James Cameron, and several others that I just do not have.
Tyler Perry.
Oh God, yeah. We know when it's a Tyler Perry movie for sure.
Yeah, but but back then it was still very campy. A lot of the lines sound like they were fresh out of a television Lifetime movie. The melodrama was always taken to a very awkward level. Sometimes the action sequences didn't even match up properly, but we all sat and enjoyed them.
Right. Yeah, of course.
But as time moved on and we started getting into, the MCU started peeking its head with Iron Man, and it was just like, listen, that campy stuff is cool, but let's just try and make these guys cool. Period. It was like, let's just make these people cool.
The best thing that the MCU has ever done is Black Panther. I don't give a fuck what nobody got to say.
The best thing
that the MCU has ever done is Black Panther, hands down. You can kiss my ass. Don't argue with me. Argue with your mama. Okay?
Don't. Don't add you.
Don't argue with me. Argue gonna, with your mama.
I'm going to disagree with you. Because at the end of the day, as good as Black Panther is, it's actually very formulaic of all of most of the other MCU movies, which is a big problem that people are pointing out now.
You're the only person that got this opinion, Corey.
Okay. I have a question. I'm not disrespecting the character. I'm talking about the movie overall. And one of the biggest problems a lot of MCU movies have is the villain is just a carbon copy of the hero. The first Iron Man did it. The second Iron Man did it.
Well, technically, Thor versus the villain was not like him.
I'm sorry. Stearns didn't have his own version of the Iron Man suit?
Yes, he did.
I mean, yeah. Technically, he hijacked.
Yeah, look. He had his own. Again.
The still. Iron Monger?
Oh, you talking about the suits and shit.
Yeah, he's literally fighting another guy and technically in a suit just like his.
But technically, Killmonger stole that suit. Remember, Shuri made both of those suits for him.
He didn't really steal it. He became king. He whooped
and just put that motherfucker on.
He whooped T'Challa off a cliff. He didn't whoop his ass. He threw him off a cliff.
No, he whooped his ass. He threw him off the cliff.
T'Challa survived because of Ex Machina. That's it. If M'Baku's people weren't fishing, I mean,
T'Challa lost that fight. Fair motherfucking Twitter.
And he literally beat Killmonger on a technicality. That's it. If they were still fighting just hands versus hands, he would have got his ass whooped again.
You know why? Because Killmonger's a nigga from Oakland. Or was he from Compton?
Yes.
Was it Compton or Oakland?
Oakland.
Oakland.
See, you can't beat niggas from Oakland, clearly.
But
niggas
but
from still, Oakland is just a different breed.
But still, like the Marvel.
It's a formula.
Marvel's villain problem is like, they always end up fighting another version of themselves. Shoot, Captain America.
Wait.
Captain America had it twice with Red Skull and the Winter Soldier.
Fair. All right, but what about Spider-Man?
Spider-Man actually doesn't fight another version of him yet.
You know what happened with all the different Spider-Man movies? He kills his fucking. We want to talk about.
That's not true. That's not true.
He was off in them niggas in the first.
That's not true. He didn't kill a vulture.
He never killed them per se, but they would die because of the situation.
Right.
They would be doing some fuck shit.
And he didn't kill Vulture.
He didn't kill the Vulture.
Adrian Toome is alive and well. We've already seen him in the trailer for Mobius.
But Goblin only deserved to remain alive.
But Goblin also killed himself.
Goblin deserved that.
Goblin killed himself though. All he did was jump out.
Goblin deserved all that only because that man wanted the fire, the smoke, the flames, the soot, and the ash.
I didn't think that William Dafoe would be that menacing in No Way Home. I did not expect that from him.
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
They said that he was scary Offset.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I mean, he got that voice. William Dafoe is that dude. Like,
not honestly, just his voice, but his face. Yo,
even though, yeah, he's old as shit. No, but like, all right. So even though it was
back then.
A terrible movie, right? Sidebar. Even though it was a terrible movie, what made the movie for me and who could only have done the voice for that character.
Definitely.
And I'm talking about Ryuk. Like him voicing Ryuk was the only thing that carried that movie at all. Like any place at all.
Had him in full makeup, to be honest.
Huh?
I thought they would have had Dafoe on set in makeup, to be honest.
What, instead of doing CG? I mean, that's for most of the budget, but you know that.
All right, Amar. That's
exactly where most of the budget went.
We'll be back.
Speaking of budgets, we got bills to pay.
We'll be right back after these
Okay, I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that.
But we're back, and I'm not gonna give away what happens, but I'm gonna just say from the window to the wall.
From the window to the motherfucking wall.
My question is this: does that mean that Tom Holland got a proper whipping, like Invincible? That, was it an Invincible?
He got F's for family.
Think.
Okay, got it. Got it. Got it.
So I'm building walls today. It wouldn't be enough walls to fucking put you through.
So next topic. What are we talking about?
Well, we got to talk about some of the biggest issues, and they've definitely come out within the last 2 years. Marvel's films, they've been financially good, but a little shaky, and I'm not sure how much I want to contribute that to just, you know, the panoramas that have been happening on. Like, we're going to start with Black Widow. I wrote a review on it. I thought it was an okay Marvel film, but a horrible spy film. Because they're supposed to be spies and assassins. I'm like, y'all have the worst tactics ever. Just hands down.
I mean, The Widows was okay.
Yeah, but then you had the top assassin, which is supposed to be Taskmaster, who has no silent skills whatsoever.
They did Taskmaster so wrong.
It was really bad. Plus Black Widow, the character
that was too late for me.
Yeah, this movie definitely should have happened way before the character actually died. This is literally
way before that should have happened, but well before Endgame.
Like, yes. Ironically, this is Disney's second time dropping the ball on a character story. This is the MCU version of Solo. But not as horrible. Solo, they did a Han Solo origin story after they already killed off the character.
And no one asked for that.
Nobody. No one
cares. Just like no one asked for Buzz Lightyear. They just be doing shit.
Yeah, nobody. Definitely nobody. Well, technically, that's DreamWorks.
I don't care. I'm talking about the industry as a whole. They just be doing shit. Nobody asked.
All they gotta do is really go on Twitter and poll the internet.
No one asked. Like, yo, Ayo Dreamworks, can y'all give us this? Like, who asked for a Han Solo movie?
Oh, here you go, Disney. Can you at least give us a movie with a strong black lead that doesn't get turned into any random creature, object, or anything like that?
Right.
Yeah.
And stays like a human the entire time.
Right.
Yeah, it's wild. But then movie wise, we also had Shang-Chi, which did really well, and it was reviewed very well too. I enjoyed it.
I've seen a couple of the the behind the scenes, and I watched a lot of the BTS for like the making of Iron Man. Did you know that Happy, the guy who played Happy, was the director of that movie?
Yeah, Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau is like Marvel god.
I don't know why they didn't give him the go-ahead to just go ahead and do the next two films. I don't understand it.
One, they weren't sure if he wanted to do it. And back then, they were still on the fence about going ahead. They're like, back then, like, the whole
time... By the time they gave him a sequel...
2 years?
I'm saying...
It was like, what, 2.5 years until Iron Man 2?
Iron Man 2 didn't come out until like 2012, after Captain America. Because right after Iron Man, it was Captain America, the first Avenger.
No, that wasn't the that wasn't the next movie. The next movie was Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. Can we count the Incredible Hulk?
Yes.
MCU?
Yes. It might have been produced. It might have been produced by Universal, but it was part of the MCU because it even included Tony Stark in the boat.
No, that actually came out in 2008.
Iron Man 2 came out in 2010. And the Incredible Hulk did come out in 2008, but they were connected.
But both of those came out at the same time, so you can't sit there and say that that was after that because they both came out around the same time, the same year.
Phase Marvel.
And that has Ed Phase Norton 1 of Marvel. Anyway. That's why 20, we don't really...
2008 to 2012. It was Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, First Avenger, The Avengers. I think that's the list that came out in that order.
Wait, that is the order?
Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, and then The Avengers. Phase 2, 2013 to 2015, Iron Man 3, Thor the Dark World, Captain America, Winter Soldier, Guardian of the Galaxy, Avengers, Age of Ultron, Ant-Man. Phase 3, 16 to 19, Captain America, Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Spider-Man Homecoming, Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Captain Marvel, Avengers Endgame, Spider-Man Far From Home, and Phase 4 is 21 to whatever it ends. Like in WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Loki, Black Widow, What If, Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings, Hawkeyes, Eternals, Spider-Man No Way Home, Miss Marvel, Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, Thor Love and Thunder, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, The Marvels, Moon Knight, She-Hulk, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Guardian of the Galaxy Volume 3, and Blade.
Shit, good luck with some of those titles, because... I found I don't know
Wakanda about Forever.
I don't know about Wakanda Forever because gotta admit.
Wakanda Forever.
I have doubts on where they're taking the story. I have doubts. I do. Sorry, I just do.
You're just a hater.
No, I have doubts.
Do you think?
I never said I didn't like Black Panther. I'm sorry I have doubts because the actor who played the main character is dead.
And they refused to recast
him. And they refused to recast him.
Oh, excuse me. Why? Why? Why would you do such a thing?
Because at the end of the day, it's a business.
Oh, yeah.
So what is that supposed to mean?
Screw the business side.
Take your favorite character. No. Take your favorite, absolute favorite character. And that character, the person that plays that character just dies. Mm-hmm. And they just throw somebody in there. And that motherfucker is terrible.
Life continues. It moves on. Mm-hmm. You know how many people played Superman?
I'm about to say that. My favorite character.
Got replaced.
But they've reheated that meal over so many times. Same thing with Batman.
But
I'm talking about a character. Okay, Iron Man. The reason why they're not touching any more Iron Man is because Robert Downey Jr. is done with the role.
Yeah, that makes sense.
After a character has played this character
in how many movies and his entire story arc, they literally kill off his character. His character's done. We had one Black Panther movie. One. So don't try and compare the character of Black Panther to Iron Man because Iron Man had been in enough films to have a whole character arc.
So he had put down in the comments. Do you think Black Panther should be recasted? And let's move on from that subject.
If not recasted, I hope this story will make sense.
I mean, they could just give Shuri the outfit.
I think M'Baku should be Black Panther.
Or M'Baku. Or they can bring back Killmonger because he comes back in the comics too. Because they have the hardship herb.
And people don't want M'Baku to be Black Panther.
Yeah.
M'Baku to be Black Panther, but the way they set up that story, M'Baku
wasn't he the one running Wakanda?
Yeah.
That's my theory. That's been my theory for a minute. Because Shuri was not accounted for, and we knew Chadwick was we knew T'Challa was gone.
Well, here's the thing. There's no point in recasting T'Challa. There's no point. And it's not gonna work. Nobody's gonna want it, nobody's gonna accept it. There's gonna be a shit ton of rejection, just like it was for Cowboy Bebop live action. No,
but the weird thing is, there was still enough people who still want Cowboy Bebop. There have been so many times,
but guess what? The haters won.
There's been so
many haters won.
I enjoyed that series. I actually saw. Oh, and by the way, Spike and
honestly
are the villain, the real villains of the story.
Honestly, can we? Honestly, if you think about
Vicious
it,
Vicious might be a murderous asshole.
You can't recast T'Challa. You can. It's perfectly fine to recast Black Panther. Black Panther is a title.
Yeah, anybody can be Black Panther.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody can be Black Panther. But to recast T'Challa, it doesn't make sense. And nobody's going to go for it.
They would just have to sit there and go through
the
storyline.
The fans have been
wrong
plenty of times before.
Well, they have to just write him out because if they
it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter because Marvel said that they're not going to cast T'Challa.
Good.
So we're going to have this Shuri.
Marvel already announced it. They're going to retire T'Challa. I guess he got white or whatever. I'm already going to write him out.
Yeah, I'm like
this. T'Challa, like,
maybe Lupita's character Thanos. Married each other and left and wrote it, you know.
After defeating Thanos,
he didn't want to rule anymore. They decided T'Challa to go off on the land on and Wakanda and decided to
get the fuck out.
Don't do that.
Get the
right.
Get
just,
the
get out.
Fuck out. The dog.
This is why I said he's a fucking hater.
No, I'm not hating. I just want to know how the curiosity on how they're writing this is killing me.
I just told you the story. He decided he wanted to marry Lupita's character. They got married. They decided to go live off on some weird ass land on Wakanda, have babies, and enjoy life together because ruling is some bullshit. He gave the title to M'Baku. Bam.
Or Shuri.
Or Shuri.
Now my argument is
Black Panther too.
My argument is M'Baku was already leader before, while they were gone. That's like that. Like that's
okay,
my thing.
So again, they can write it so that him and Lupita's character got married and decided to live off the land in Wakanda and left that motherfucker in charge.
How do y'all think the What If series is going to affect the MCU going forward? Because we now know that the What If series is canon because we've seen the Dark Doctor inside Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. That came out already?
Well, no. The trailer for
that
it
might
is
not
out.
Be that Dark Doctor. That might be a different Dark Doctor.
All right, but well,
you remember, What If... In What If, he is tasked to make sure that that doesn't go off. He is back where he's at.
Yeah. I mean,
he has both hands. You don't see the upper hand of the, like, in any of the other shots, you don't see his upper hand. So this can be an entirely different.
But here's my thing.
The Strange that went on just another dark one, but on a different path.
Right. Right.
Yeah, there is a multiverse, so.
And there's there's talk of them bringing cameos of actors who they wanted to play some of these characters. Like they talk about bringing Tom Cruise in to play Iron Man.
Ew, that would be don't fucking do that shit.
Well, originally he was gonna be Tony Stark.
Originally he was, but
and that doesn't make sense. He's not a good actor.
It doesn't.
Originally, he was.
Don't try that shit now.
But it's been Robert Downey Jr. for so long. This is Robert Downey's universe, just all living in it.
Pretty much.
I mean, they might bring him back in a universe where he didn't die. So no, they could do a lot with the Multiverse of Madness in a What If series. I think that's how they're going to correct and bring in mutants, so the X-Men and the Fantastic Four.
That's what I was thinking about. But
I mean, I would love to see a live action zombie. Like, what if
I'd like to see that too.
It's currently.
I still want to see the continuation of that, from the animated series standpoint.
Yeah, season 2 is being made now.
But no, there is a separate Marvel Zombies project is being considered.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That'll be interesting.
I can't say yet. Okay. Can't say yet. Not sure if it'll be live action. That's all I have at the moment. I just know that it's currently being considered.
Okay.
My bet is they're going to go the animation route.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cheaper.
Not only that, but yeah. I don't think Disney has the balls to do ghosts. I don't think they have the balls to do zombies, actual like live action zombies. I don't think they. It's not in their wheelhouse per se. I don't think they have the guts. But all right. Question: What was the surprise hit for you in the MCU? A Marvel movie that you didn't think was going to work but ended up working?
Any of them. All of them. I mean, none of them because I thought all of them was going to be as great as they were.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. I must agree.
Yeah.
They hit no play in the comics. They hardly get any type of play.
Talk about obscure...
They had stopped writing Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy wasn't even being written or drawn anymore until James Gunn came out the shadow with the sniper rifle and started firing on things off.
It was just like, hey, I got an idea.
They really did great with casting people for the roles as well.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did an amazing job.
He was like, hold my beer. I got an idea. I think,
like, Bradley Cooper as Rocket, absolutely. And what's crazy is whoever is the guy, I don't know if they actually got Bradley Cooper to do the voice of Rocket in the video game, but he sounds pretty freaking close.
No, that is not Bradley Cooper.
We can't hear you, Corey. Oh, there he is.
That is, for some reason. Yeah, that is not Bradley Cooper.
Your audio is not.
I hear you, Corey.
No, his audio was like lagging.
Yeah, so Guardians of the Galaxy was definitely a surprise. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of James Gunn movies until Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, like, everything he touching is like gold between Guardians of the Galaxy and
Suicide Squad. Have y'all seen the gameplay for the video game for that?
I've never played the game, but I think Demon Engine
I've seen the gameplay. It's actually pretty dope.
What? Are you going to play it? Watch.
No, absolutely not. I'm not that good.
The Marvel joint.
Oh, Marvel Avengers?
Yeah.
No, not Marvel Avengers. Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a separate
game. I'm not playing that. I don't care. I don't care. Even after the movies, I don't care for Guardians of the Galaxy. I never did in the comics. Don't after the movies. Drax is okay. Gamora's all right. After After I can't fuck with Quill's character no more.
The game was good, but I can't fuck with their character visuals.
Why?
Because they don't look like the actors.
They look horrible. I'm talking about guys that got to the game.
I heard you.
All right. Besides Quill, the rest of them look horrible.
They have to make them look like not Batista.
And Rocky.
And not Gamora.
And Gamora, like, what the hell does she have on? Her shoulder's like 10 feet out. But I heard the game was good, though. I haven't played it yet.
They can't use their likeness, so it has to be slightly a one-off. Has to look some kind of great value.
Look at that horrible Avengers game. Think if they had actually looked like the MCU characters. That game would end up costing like $800 million to make. That's a whole that's three GTAs.
Again, because if they was accepting 1 and 2 million or whatever, for the film,
if they were accepting, that's a strong ass if.
For their likeness to image, suck that shit up.
Strong ass if.
I'm just saying, if they were willing to accept the 1 or 2, 3 million that they were getting for the films, because it was only because Robert Downey Jr. was like, if you niggas gonna pay them what y'all paying me, we're gonna have a problem.
Like I said, it's Robert Downey Jr.'s world. Everyone else is just living.
That was the only way they were getting a pay raise.
Of course. It's Tony Stark. It's just like with Batman. I'm pretty sure Batman pays everybody's salary. Well, the fucking...
Because
they're not going to have money of their own. Superman's sister punched Darkseid through several skyscrapers. Whoever's in Metropolis or anywhere else. He not paying for that off no Clark Kent salary.
Wait,
you gonna hit up his bestie for Etsy? I need a favor.
Hold on, Nico, what you say?
Do y'all remember those memes that was on Twitter or whatever? Like, you just paid off your car. And then here come Hulk throwing your cat.
Yo, you like insurance companies in that world had to have like new claims. Like, yo, what happened?
That's a whole separate policy that you gotta buy.
Geico was all fucked up in the game.
For like metahumans and shit, like metahuman coverage.
Honestly, I wouldn't even open an insurance company in that universe. You're gonna get claims every single day. And how you gonna fight it?
Could be denying claims. They easy. Insurance companies do shit all the time. What do you mean? By people who are sick with health insurance.
Yeah, but
say no.
I'm sorry, we don't cover acts of Hulk around here. You're gonna have to find another insurance company.
That's it. That's in the fine print of your policy, sir.
Like, unless the Hulk used your car as a weapon, sorry, we can't help you.
He did. He definitely did.
No, he landed on it. That's different.
Yeah. So wait, would Thor's lightning fall under act of God?
Yeah.
Well, he is a demigod.
Yeah. He's a god.
Oh, all right, we'll be right back after these lovely sponsored messages. All right, I'm just gonna hit there.
Go ahead and purchase our merch, you know.
That's right.
Go to AmeriMayMedia.com.
Oh, this is shameless. I don't got shame while doing it.
Mm-hmm. You know what movie? What movie actually always stands out really strong to me?
What?
Winter Soldier.
Why?
Because by itself, it was a great espionage movie.
Was it better than Black Widow?
Very.
I like the version though that the Corridor Crew changed it to make it an R-rated film and more realistic.
That's Civil War.
No, that was Winter Soldier.
You sure?
Because remember, he threw his shield and all of that, and that was definitely Winter Soldier. It wasn't Civil War.
They must have also done it to Civil War.
Civil War probably changed my perspective of Captain America. Two veterans beating the living shit out of an orphan.
Shut the fuck up.
That's like.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Like, I can't really be super upset
after one had murdered
Tony,
murdered
his parents and made him an orphan. Like, that's what made it worse.
I get that he was hypnotized or under mind control. Like, I understand that. I get that. But you gotta think of this.
Yes, I can.
The man who made you an orphan has decided to come back years later and finish the job with his best friend who you look up to, who your dad looked up to.
Great. All right, everybody. That's our time.
It is so wrong.
Am I wrong?
No, absolutely not. This is one of very few occasions where I agree with Engine.
I mean, it's true. Like Bucky came back and then tried to beat the orphan who parents he murked with his best friend who knew the whole time.
Who the best friend actually saved him from? Like, he saved your life the last movie, my nigga. You could have just disappeared and did nothing else after that.
Now, Tom,
give him time. But no.
Time out. Let's not forget one of the most important things about Civil War. Tony wanted the whole crew to sign up for the Sokovia Accords for shit that he caused.
Right.
I was like, wait a minute. I gotta give up doing my thing because you built Ultron? Right.
You know why?
But technically it was Scarlet Witch's fault.
Tony didn't grow up with the love of his parents who could have put him on the right path. So he wouldn't have been doing some shit like that.
Well, here's the thing. Technically, we could blame Scarlet Witch because she's the one that put that shit in his head.
But then the whole team told him not to do it.
Sure, the whole team told him not to do it. But, like, is magic more stronger than your friends telling you not to do some shit?
I don't know.
It's not stronger than family.
Listen.
Can draw lightning from the sky.
Literally created a whole world. Dead nigga in it. And children. Fake-ass children. Get the fuck out of here, okay? That was that bitch fault, technically. The reason why he created Ultron was some shit that she whispered in his fucking ear. Let's not forget
she
that.
Right. She right.
Had she not right. did that shit, that nigga would have been right. chilling with Jarvis. He wouldn't even be... Jarvis would have never actually became
Vision. Ultron. Right.
Deshaun.
But you know what magic Deshaun. Ain't stronger than Nico?
What?
Magic not stronger than family.
Oh, Lord.
Which he don't got.
Okay.
He can't even pull that card. All because of Winter Soldier. And we're back full circle. I came back to finish the job.
Mind you, look, Winter Soldier was supposed to have died back in 1930-something.
1945.
1945, World War II. My man got pulled from an icy river, missing a hand, placed in cryostasis,
missing an arm,
placed in cryostasis, made a super soldier against his will, then brainwashed to be a mindless killing machine.
But why didn't he just kill himself?
You mean after they made him a mindless killing machine that?
No,
no,
like
autonomy?
They pulled him. They clearly pulled him from the water, and he was clearly still alive.
Because he was a prisoner, I'm pretty sure they kept his hand locked up.
Right. Like, sorry. Just like how you told me about the comedy roast. Excuse me. About the one person. He could have just did that. Yeah, instead of feeling bad for it. I'm talking about after this. After all that.
He could have, like, literally smashed his head against the wall or something and broke his own neck or something.
I'm talking about after the fact. Atoned for his sins.
I don't promote, we don't promote self-harm here at American Media.
He just decided to get the shit out of the North with his best friend and try to go out and live his best life like nothing happened.
No. And then what threw me off the most and bothered me the most was the fact that T'Challa let him stay in Wakanda.
That's the white wolf now.
He literally couldn't go anywhere else.
He can't stay
That's
here.
The white wolf.
He can't stay here. This is why we don't invite white people to our land. You look at the rest of the world, that's why. Every time white people come up in here, it's always a problem. Look at what happened the first time they invited white people to Wakanda.
You talking about Claw?
I'm talking about Infinity War. Coulson. I'm talking about Cap. I'm talking about RDJ, like Iron Man, all of them niggas.
Coulson never went to Wakanda.
This what happened when you invite white people to the promised land. This what happened. Look at the rest of the world already. We didn't have these problems when we had shit chilling and we was minding our fucking business.
Yeah, Wakanda was minding their fucking business. As slavery happened.
Amen.
As Jim Crow happened.
That was crossed the pond.
But they've had war dogs in other countries spying on affairs for
Do you know how long it takes to build that kind of shit up?
They had advanced technology before everybody else was hidden from the world. Yo, they knew slavery happened.
Those balls had so many multi-purpose. They were cell phones. They took one out, put it in the white guy's
back.
That's
why they had to stay hidden no matter what, because motherfuckers were gunning for them.
They didn't show it in the series, but Wakanda has the cure for cancer. That's why nobody is ever sick in Wakanda. And yet, the outside world is fucking dying. But I'm with you, Nico. I'm with you. Make Wakanda secluded again.
Because every time we let white people in, look what happens.
I'm with you.
Here's the thing. I don't agree with them not helping their brethren, but at the same token, it's just like, all right, well, here's the thing. Look at The Walking Dead. Every time motherfuckers are trying to help other people outside the motherfucking group, what happened? Every time you try to be a hero, what happened? All right, then.
Growing up is knowing T'Challa made sense, but Killmonger was right.
He was.
King Killmonger, son.
Shit, and after watching Eternals, Thanos might have been right.
Thanos was right. I look at that shit all the time. I'm like, oh,
yep,
that nigga was absolutely on
the I was like, so when you took away half of the universe's population, you stopped this thing from erupting. But then they brought everybody back, and this shit was like, well, full steam ahead.
I haven't seen Eternals yet either.
Disney Plus.
Oh my God, Gilgamesh is so fucking hot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, yes, we know the dad bod.
The dad bod, the fucking big ass arms can crush me, goddammit.
I can't with you.
Him and his gills.
Look, I can't help it. Asian dilf dad bod.
Watch Eternals. Gilgamesh.
All right, so starting with Nico. From the beginning up until now, what grade do you give the MCU?
I'm gonna give them an A-, because they can definitely kick it up a notch.
Demon Engine.
Separate. Right, we got separate grades for separate classes. We talking about movies. They getting A's, not movies. Talking about shows, they getting A's to A+. Them been some bangers. since they released it. Movies, it's shaky in the beginning. It's about, it was at an A, then it dropped to now more of a B+, only because it's so formulaic, but it's still always good. So you can't be mad about it, hence why it's the B+. We didn't even talk about any of the animated shit, because that's just everywhere, so we just want to...
We like What If, though.
I'm here, though. I'm here for What If.
Yeah. Would've got an F. What If brings that grade to a C. What If is an A, but compared to all the animated shit they had so far, that A, that singular A, brought all them S to a C.
I mean, I don't know, man.
Could have had something with the anime there, but that didn't continue.
How about you?
I don't know. She already said it. She gave him an A.
Film wise, I'm gonna give them a solid B+. Because they, I'm not going to give them an A because they simply don't want to push the they don't want to push the envelope. It's all catered to family and kids when a lot of their Marvel stories are actually really mature and really violent.
All right. One thing, it's not just a What If that gives them that A+, Hit Monkey too.
Yo.
Loki was a good, Loki and WandaVision were good though.
Television wise, I gotta give them A's across the board. Those Disney Plus shows are
everything
fantastic,
right?
WandaVision made you have to go back and watch it again because you're like, wait, there's a lot of clues being given away here,
right?
And animation wise. If we get more stuff like What If and Hit Monkey,
animation wise, they might be able to start turning the page because Hit Monkey was definitely more on the violent, bloody side, which I wasn't expecting. Wasn't expecting for how raunchy Hit Monkey to get. So that might be a thing they do. We might get our more darker, more bloodier stuff. Just not on Disney.
It's going to be
animation. It's going to most likely be on Hulu.
Which really raises the question, what the hell do we do with Deadpool?
What the hell are they going to do with Bleed? Because Bleed is extremely violent. It's not going to be a PG-13 film.
Hulu.
I mean,
if they want to stay true to who Bleed is.
Right.
I just say they bring back Touchstone Pictures because... That was another studio Disney owned, and that's where they released it, all their rated R films.
Yeah,
Who Framed Roger Rabbit was Touchstone Pictures, and it was rated R.
Were there any boobs in that one?
Just I know Rabbit, but like, it's not like she showed boobs, any.
But yeah, it's not like she's like naked.
No,
but there was cursing and violence.
No.
Yeah, so it's really weird.
It's funny how that was a rated R movie, but I was allowed to watch that as a kid. I wasn't allowed to watch any rated R movies, but that was one that was allowed.
That's because they saw the cartoons and automatically assumed it was kid friendly.
Yeah, but again, they saw the rated R rating.
Like, my mom let me watch that, but when she saw the trailer for Cool World, she was like, yeah, you're not watching that shit.
Yeah, man, Cool World was my shit.
Cool World puts all of it. It's like, this is not for children.
Like, at all.
I mean, Marvel did something special, right? So when they created the MCU in these movies, they took their movies and made them events.
Mm.
Right? So when you go to the movies to go see a Marvel movie, you're just not going to go see a superhero movie. It's a whole thing that's like surrounding the movie, and like Spider-Man, like that energy for a Marvel movie is different for any other movie that comes out.
True. Not even DC has been able to copy that.
DC can barely contain themselves. We watched the MonsterVerse from Universal crash and burn in one movie. Remember that? Remember the Mummy with Tom Cruise? Yep. And they planned to do the invisible, like, they had everything planned out when people casted for movies just for their first film to go down in flames.
Tom Cruise is not
the
right person for that.
It's going to
brought back Brendan Fraser.
I mean, so like the nerd guy, John Favreau, that man just does something special every time he touches him.
I mean, he's a very passionate dude. This is the same dude who wrote and directed Elf.
I mean, like he knows his shit.
Yeah.
He knows his shit.
I don't think he's with the creative, be creative.
Okay, before we go though, what was your worst Marvel film in your opinion?
The worst one?
Worst one.
Full of Dark World.
What now?
Thor the Dark World.
Yeah, agreed.
I concur.
Well, no. I don't know though, because like I feel like Ragnarok wasn't like I don't know. It didn't rub me right.
Thor the Dark World is the reason why Thor movies had to be fucking a bit more campy. More action-packed, but a bit more campy, because that shit was just like, what is this?
This shit is not, like, that shit was not even fun. That shit felt like a chore.
Right.
Like, watching that movie felt like a chore. I was like, well, I watched the rest of the MCU. Guess I gotta watch this.
Not gonna hold you. Natalie Portman in that role that she plays with Thor does not move me.
Well,
I'm sure she's a great actress, but just not. Well, I don't think she was right for this film.
You're not gonna like the next Thor then.
So
she's in it.
So
she's becoming Thor, the new Thor.
Yeah,
she's the new Thor. Right. So Thor. Fun fact: after Thor, the Dark World, when he kisses Natalie Portman on a roof, that's actually his wife.
Yeah.
Chris Evans' wife, so they had to do reshoots, and Natalie Portman wasn't available, so they gave Chris Hemsworth his pick, a woman to shoot that kiss scene with, and he chose his wife,
which would be the smarter decision.
Definitely. Smart man.
Wait, that's Chris Hemsworth's wife.
Yeah.
Chris
Hemsworth. Oh, he's kissing his own wife.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was both sweet and smart. Good on you, sir. Yep.
He definitely earned some brownie points with that one.
Oh, because I thought y'all were saying like Chris Evans, like y'all.
No, my fault.
That's my fault.
That's my fault. Yeah,
that's
my fault.
Chris, it's Chris. Why is my wife over there, cuz?
Right, like what's going on, cuz?
I'm about to kiss her. I call you back.
like yo, nigga, come outside. Bring that dumbass hammer.
Also, Chris Evans is the real Captain America, because he be cussing out Nazis on Twitter like it's his job.
Yeah,
and I'm fucking looking for it.
I'm here for that.
I'm here for that.
Is he single? Or is he married?
Cussing out Nazis. He likes
all right, single. No.
Let her go. Let her go. We need that in. He is single, Nico. Just to let you know.
Okay. Oh, okay.
The big homie is single.
Word in the street is he be sliding in Lizzo's DMs.
He actually does too.
He like black women, so.
Yeah.
We want to see if we can exploit that avenue of things. See if we can get an interview.
Yeah.
We'll start there.
You're gonna need that. I'm definitely gonna get you that interview.
Oh Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Need that. Well,
how you doing, Christopher?
Well, everybody, as Nico plots that, I think it's time for us to go.
It's time for us to go.
We want to thank you guys.
With your hot and ready ass.
Hold on, before you pull this out, anybody got anything they want to promote, Nico?
I ain't got nothing now.
Okay.
Remember, I shut everything down.
Even your Twitch?
Oh yeah. Oh, catch my episode after this stream. On Twitch. That's a Queen Nick art. It's QUEENNIKART. That's all one word. Follow me on Twitter.
There you go. Demon Ninja.
Going to start streaming again on the weekends. That's nice. Also, got this, and there's going to be a lot of debauchery, so be sure to hit me up on my social
media. Oh, you got a VR?
Yeah.
So you join a Facebook Meta?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But
salty.
Well, we have another geek report coming out. We're gonna be talking about the news. We're gonna have a guest, Mike Hennessy, from Blurred Approved Entertainment. Look down the road. We're gonna be having Critical Mass Cosplay come on to a podcast. We're gonna be talking about some of the big, beautiful masks in and around the nerd universe. And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so make sure you guys stay tuned. If you're listening in on your podcast, we want to thank you for downloading this, and don't be afraid to tell us what you think. And if you're on our YouTube, hey, thank you for watching on YouTube. Please sure to like and, of course, subscribe, hit that bell, and please leave some comments below.
Y'all saw these ads that played these podcasts? Y'all better start buying shit.
Go ahead and get the merch.
Yes, definitely buy our shit. The link will be down below.
If you could, if you DM me, you better be sending me a screenshot of your order number, and then you can ask me for my number. Maybe. I'll think about giving it to you.
Alrighty then.
That's the only way I'll answer your DM.
All right, that's right.
Yep.
That's right, Nico. Let's go.
Salty Live. This is Salty Live tuning out. I'll catch you guys later.
Same thing. It's a lot of my DMs. You better have a t-shirt. You see.
I can't with y'all. Bye. Take care of yourselves and
each other. Be well.
Bye, guys.